So we're going to think about and talk about school settings and what it could mean to be trauma-informed and thinking about children and young people's mental health and well-being. So it sounds really blue sky thinking, doesn't it? It sounds really kind of out there that schools could be amazing educational settings, but could also be looking after mental health and well-being. And I think it's really hard. Like I originally trained and qualified as a primary school teacher, and there's a lot to think about in like day to day in a school setting. Like you're trying to think about your curriculum, trying to make sure everybody's reaching attainment, everybody's meeting their early learning goals. There's so many things that you've got to factor in. But the reason why I still think that this is still so important and could be embedded in education settings is that experiencing trauma and having mental health issues impacts on your ability to learn and engage in education, which is something I think that all educators should really care about. Is if you've got children in your classrooms who are experiencing difficult things at home, who have a high number of adverse childhood experiences, it's going to impact on their ability to engage. And that's why you've got them there, that's what you want them there for. So if you can do things in your setting that means that they could learn better, then that is something that we should be giving time and energy to. That is something that we should be prioritising.
Absolutely. And there's so many barriers in education to prevent us from engaging with children on a one-to-one level. That removing those barriers so that we can have those, you know, really good conversations with children and getting to know our children really well. And sometimes we might have to also think less selfishly as well and think helping this child now might not help our attainment and our results, but it might help the child in the future as well, or our feeder school too, and that child might blossom in the future. And as we said earlier, we might be that person that the child looks back on and goes, that light bulb moment, it was that person. So you could be helping your current self or paying it forward and helping your future self as well. So it's so important that we are giving children the space and the opportunity to learn, but also to reflect on what's happening to them in the outside world and giving them the opportunity to do that whilst also being nurturing. There's so many hats you have to wear as a teacher and as a former educator too. I know how hard it is, but we do really have to look at each of those children with those trauma-informed lenses and say, what is happening to them? What is preventing them from learning? Can I do anything about it right now? Or am I going to make a difference to their future lives, which is just as important as well?
There's a really beautiful documentary with Ian Wright, the Arsenal footballer, where he talks really beautifully about his teacher who had such a significant impact on his life. And there's this really lovely moment where he's in the stands, in the ground, and he genuinely believes that this teacher, you know, has passed away by this point. But they found this teacher and he appears, and it's just like he immediately wells up, he takes his hat off his head straight away, like the admiration he looks at this man with, and he's just completely shell-shocked and so appreciative, and you can just see all of these emotions flying around. He's just so grateful that this person saw something in him and gave him opportunities that meant his self-esteem grew. He believed that he was worth more. He believed that he could go on and do things, and he really did. So I think that, you know, we have a real opportunity to kind of encourage children. I think that there's a lot placed on kind of therapeutic interventions, and therapeutic interventions are really, really important. But there's also a lot of evidence that appropriately trained and supported staff, such as teachers, school nurses, counsellors, teaching assistants, they can achieve the same results that are achieved by trained therapists in delivering interventions that address like mild to moderate mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So most therapeutic interventions are relational.
Yeah.
It's about the relationship you build with the child and the person. And teachers are there doing that anyway. So I think having a little bit more training specifically around kind of mental health interventions means that you can make such a significant difference. And I think that there's organisations out there such as trauma-informed schools that deliver training to all schools around becoming trauma-informed. There's also local charities. I think Touch Base is another one that really talk about how to encourage thinking about children and their behaviour through the lens of like their mental well-being and whether there's trauma going on. And I think that quite often what I hear from schools is like, well, we can't make allowances for this one child because then everyone else will think it's okay, or we can't do things that are just benefiting this one. My argument would be is like, make the changes so that they benefit everybody. Yeah, and then nobody is disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. You might be making the decision based on this child whose trauma you know about. But if we know that only 1 in 8 children are telling somebody about their experience of sexual abuse at the time that it's happening, you know that there are other children in your school who are having these experiences, and they will benefit from you being trauma-informed, whether you know about their trauma or not. So I think there's definitely an argument for having that embedded across your whole school setting. Mm-hmm. And it's not just benefiting those children whose trauma you know about. It's benefiting those who are yet to experience that trauma or are going through it and haven't told anybody. But also it's benefiting everybody else because you're creating an environment of emotionally available adults who are empathic and responsive. And also it's massively going to benefit your staff in the long run as well. If they feel well trained and supported, mm-hmm. and heard and respected, then chances are like that's what they'll start to get back from students as well. So I think that it's a topic that I feel intensely passionate about.
And I think it's again important to touch on, especially with teaching staff. We spoke in one of our earlier episodes about getting support, making sure that you're well supported in education settings. Mm. That can be quite difficult because you might not be having one-to-ones regularly, you might not be having supervision regularly, but please make sure you're calling the education helplines. The numbers should be in your school settings and are available on the internet as well, making sure that you are reaching out to people and speaking to other trusted adults if you have a disclosure or if you're experiencing trauma yourself, so that you're keeping yourself protected, because that's the root of safeguarding, mm-hmm. that you are safeguarded yourself as well. So please bear that in mind if you're working in an education setting, because we know how hard it can be to reach out and find that help within the setting, but there is help available in the wider field.